From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 1 year ago today, Mars got a visitor from Earth. A six-wheeled robotic geologist landed in a giant crater that scientists believe might once have been filled with water. The lander, known as Spirit, was supposed to operate on the Martian surface for 90 days. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, it's still crawling around Mars, sending back proof that the planet was once a wetter place that might have sustained life.
1 year ago, Rob Manning was a worried man. Manning is an engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. At the time, he was in charge of the final stages of Spirit's trip to Mars. To land safely, a heat shield, a parachute, braking rockets, and finally airbags all had to work exactly right. Manning says for months they'd been putting a simulated spacecraft through simulated landings on computers at JPL, trying to turn up any possible problem that might emerge on the January 3rd landing day.
And it did it perfectly every single time. Until, actually, on Christmas morning and the day after Christmas, we started seeing these failures showing up. The rockets didn't fire and the airbags didn't inflate. Well, other than that, everything else was perfect, but those are two important points. You can't forget those.
The simulations revealed a flaw in the spacecraft software. It took several days to find a way to fix the problem. It was only hours before landing that engineers sent the spacecraft new commands and crossed their fingers. At about 8:25 p.m. Pacific time, the landing sequence began for real.
Atmospheric entry in 3, 2, 1.
The vehicle has now hit the top of the Martian atmosphere. We are now at an altitude of 73 miles.
At this point, Spirit was traveling more than 12,000 miles per hour. The heat shield slowed the lander to about 1,000 miles per hour. Then the parachute took over.
Expected parachute deploy in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
The parachute opened, and a little later, the braking rockets fired and the airbags inflated.
We got 6 signs of bouncing on the surface. Possible.
But then, elation turned to anxiety.
Hang on, everybody. Please be quiet.
Stand by.
We don't see a signal at the moment.
Right.
And then, after what seemed like an eternity, but was only about 10 minutes or so, the radio signal from the lander reappeared.
We see it. There it is.
That was a year ago. There were more milestones for Spirit, the first color pictures, the first use of the robotic arm for studying the rocks up close. But scientists were disappointed with the rocks they found at the landing site. They showed little evidence of the water Spirit had been sent to find. Scientists looked longingly at some hills they could see in the distance where they thought the hunt for water would be more fruitful. But getting there would take time, far longer than the mission's 90-day expected life. Still, Cornell University's Steve Squires thought there was a chance. Squires is the principal investigator for the Mars rover. He recalls giving a talk before landing where someone asked him how long he thought the 90-day mission would really last.
And I asked, are there any reporters in the room? Because I didn't want to get, you know, quoted publicly. Nobody was, so I said, okay. And what I had said was they're designed to last for 90 days. I think there's a chance that at least one of them might last twice that long. Now, that was going way out on a limb.
Squires happily concedes he was completely wrong about how long Spirit would last. It's been in the hills for nearly 6 months now and has found clear signs of water. Spirit also continues to turn up surprises.
We were just bopping along, climbing towards this ridge, and we saw a fairly ordinary-looking rock, but it was right in front of us, and we needed something to do for the weekend, so we whipped out our arm and spent the weekend looking at it, and it turns out it's completely different. Completely different from anything we've seen, anything anyone's ever seen on Mars before. And we're still puzzling over what it means.
Spirit isn't alone on Mars. The rover Opportunity landed 3 weeks after Spirit and is also still hard at work on the other side of the planet. Opportunity has found even more compelling evidence that Mars was once a wetter place than it is today. And both missions have only served to whet scientists' appetite for even more data from Earth's neighbor in the solar system. Joe Palca, NPR News.